I could have been at the UVA, Martha Jefferson, or in a funeral home.
That's right.
But it's good to be here.
Yes.
And I truly thank God for the opportunity, and I thank my brother. You don't know when he says he's my brother, that's the truth. There is something about this man that, that once you get to know him, you cannot but love him. And I know what it is. He's the son of the living God. If you love God, you got to love him.
Bless you.
Because he is of God. And I thank God for that. And again, I was so thankful to be a part of his anniversary on yesterday. I enjoyed everything, and the message that, that Pastor Philip brought was astronomical. But I have to not apologize, because you don't apologize to God's word, but when I went back, I asked him, this is my brother's anniversary. And I said, Lord, you have that. Can you give me a word, an anniversary sermon? Son, I want you to preach what I tell you.
Yes, that's right. Sir. Do that, sir. Do that.
And I said, well, it's Advent season.
Yeah.
Can you preach what he gave you? Hallelujah.
Advent season?
Advent.
He said,
son, preach what I tell you.
Preach what I tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
Hello, somebody.
Hello.
My God.
So God kind of has a way of taking you way out in left field. Just when you think you got him down pat, he'll take you way out in left field just to show you something that you ain't never seen before.
My God, come on.
Hello, somebody.
Hello.
So, again, I want to, before I start, I want to acknowledge The Rock.
Come out here now.
the Rock. I am honored and pleased to be a fellowship with them. Loving people. And I thank them. Thanking enough for me to come out to fellowship with us this morning.
Amen.
At Chapman Road.
Yes, sir.
They rode all the way down from Madison just to come down into fellowship. And
thank you, Jesus.
I want you to know that your pastor elect really appreciates that.
Amen.
Well, you, pastor.
And I thank God for you. Amen. Amen. There was a word from the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters, and I would ask if you were to turn with me to the book of Romans.
Yes.
Chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. And once you found it, I would ask that you would stand with me, for those who are able, for the reading of God's word. Romans chapter 7. Amen. Praise be to God. If you have it, let it be known by saying amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 7, and we're going to begin reading at verse 14, which reads on this wise, coming from the King James Version. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold unto sin. For what that which I do, I will not. For what I would, that I do not.
My God.
But what I hate,
that I do.
That do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing.
Talk, sir.
For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not.
My God.
For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not,
that I do.
Yes.
Now, if I do that which I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil
is present
with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing into captivity the law of sin which is in my members. Verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me
from
the body
of this
death?
My God.
To God be the reading of his holy word. I pray that you may be seated. I pray that his word may sink deep into our hearts, that we might be better representatives of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I was to use for a subject a launching pad, and that subject here is fighting an enemy called self. Would you pray with me? Father, Lord, it's in the name of Jesus that we humbly bow right now to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing us another opportunity to come together, to worship together, to pray together, and most of all, to hear a word from you. I pray now that you would use this earthly vessel by the name of Sherman Collins to speak to us, your people, that we might hear what thus saith the Lord. For your word declareth that he that has an ear,
let him
hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Yes, sir.
So I'm asking you now, Lord, to speak to us that we might hear and that we might be better representatives of you. I pray that you would touch every heart, every mind, every soul, that it will be tuned in to hearing what you say, that they will look past Sherman Collins from this moment forth.
Yes.
And see and hear you speaking to us. Spirit of the living God.
Yes, sir.
Fall fresh
on
us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Make us and mold us, Lord, into whom you would want us to be.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be careful. So careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praises. For it is in Jesus' blessed name that we do pray. God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we thank you and we love you. And let every heart and soul say amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
Fighting an enemy
called self.
My God. Paul, who is the writer of Romans, is making a statement. Now, you got to understand that Paul wrote most of the New Testament. But Paul says to us, I know that I'm rotten through and through. So far as my whole sinful nature is concerned, no matter which way I turn, I can't make myself do right.
My.
I want to, but I can't. Paul says, when I want to do good, I don't. And when I try not to do wrong, I wind up doing it anyway.
Yeah.
He said, now if I'm doing what I don't want to do, that is playing where the trouble is. Sin still has me in its evil grasp.
My God.
Hello, somebody. It seems to be a fact of life that when I want to do good, what is right, sometimes I find myself doing what's wrong.
All right.
Anybody been there? Oh, you ain't got to say nothing. Yeah. You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to say nothing. You see, I'm like Paul. I love to do God's will as far as my new nature is concerned. Mm-hmm. But there is something else deep within me, in my lower nature, that is at war with my mind, and sometimes it wins the fight. And makes me a slave to sin that is still in this flesh.
My God.
Hello, somebody. Good God Almighty. In my mind, I want to be God's willing servant, but instead, I find myself still enslaved to sin. Anybody up here?
Go ahead.
Hello, somebody. So you see how it is in my life, my new life, it tells me to do right. Yeah. But that old nature, that is still inside of me, loves to sin.
My God.
Good God Almighty. What a terrible predicament to be in.
Yes.
And then Paul says, who will free me from the slavery of this deadly lower nature? Well, thanks be to God, good God Almighty, that has already been done through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Uh-huh. Hello, somebody. John 1:8-9 says, if you say that you have no sin, you deceive yourself. In other words, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
And the truth ain't in you.
That's right.
But verse 9 says, if you confess your sins, he'll be faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's something to shout about right
there. Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty. Because now that I have Jesus, I don't have to blame somebody else when I do wrong.
That's right.
Hello, somebody. I don't have to blame somebody else when I make a mistake, you see, because of Jesus in my life now, I don't mind saying I was wrong.
It's all right. Preach, sir.
I'm sorry. Forgive me for treating you like that. And you can be completely wrong about the matter.
Yes.
Completely wrong.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is, I was wrong because I didn't handle it the way God wanted me to handle it.
Right.
You see, I didn't see or didn't even show the love of God. I didn't show the forgiveness of God. I didn't show the compassion of God. Right. I didn't even show the understanding of God.
Huh?
So I said, Lord, Jesus, you got to help me with this faith, this battle called self. Because I'm losing the battle. Jesus told me, he said, son, in order to fight the battle, he said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, you, if that any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Yeah.
Old things are passed away.
Yes, sir.
Behold, all things become new. In other words, if you're still doing what you did, you gotta go back.
That's right.
Because you're still in that old nature. Hello, somebody.
Come on.
And then he said, son, in Matthew 16:24, Jesus said, if you really want to fight the battle, he said, you gotta learn how to deny yourself.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have no trouble denying you.
Come on, son.
I ain't got no trouble denying you.
Yeah.
I ain't got no trouble denying you.
Come on.
But deny self, that's a whole nother ballgame.
That's right.
You know why? Because I love self. And I want the best for self. And trying to deny self is a hard thing for me. And guess what? It's hard for you too.
Yes, it is.
Hello, somebody.
Come on, tell the truth.
Come on now. You got to learn how to deny self. And then he said this would rock my boat. He said, Sherman, in Matthew 5:44, he said, you got to love your enemies.
Man.
Bless them that curse you.
Yes.
Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Woo! Good God Almighty.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? Jesus, I need some help here. Because I ain't nowhere near the finishing line. And guess what? You ain't either.
That's right. That's right.
Hello, somebody.
That's right.
Hello, somebody. So he said, but son, wait, I ain't finished yet. He said, in John 2:15, First John 2:15, Jesus said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
Yeah.
Because all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And none of these are of the Father. He that loveth the world, the love of the Father, is not in him.
Right.
Hello, somebody. Because he said, don't love the world, because the world says, get all you can all you get, and then sit on your can. Hello, somebody.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Let me say it again. The world says, get all you can.
Uh-huh. Can
all you can get. And then sit on the cane. But Jesus says, give, and it shall be given
come on,
back to you.
Yes, sir.
Press down,
yes,
shaking together,
uh-huh,
running on. Yes. Good God Almighty. Yes. If you give.
If you give.
Hello, somebody. Yes. But then he said, son, let me wrap this thing up. Yes. He says, I beseech you, and Romans 12, 1 and 2, he says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice,
holy
and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, when you do that, don't go putting yourself on the back because you ain't done nothing about God.
That's right.
Hello, somebody.
Go ahead.
But. Pastor, if you don't mind,
help him.
If I pull over and park for a minute, if I promise to keep the motor running, because I want to deal with this conformed and transformed. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Conformed. And we're gonna relate it with thermostat and thermometer.
Huh?
Hello, somebody.
Go ahead.
Conformed. When you put a thermometer in a room, what it does is it conform to the temperature in the room.
That's right.
So if it's cold, it would register cold.
Yeah.
If it's hot, then the thermometer would register hot.
Yeah.
But when you put a thermostat in and hook it up, it's too cold, if you turn the thermostat, it'll warm it up.
Yes.
And if it's too hot, then when you turn your thermostat down, it cools it off.
Yeah.
Question to you is,
transformation.
Are you a thermometer?
Transformation.
Or thermostat?
Yes.
My God.
When you walk into the room and people are laughing and cussing and saying all kinds
right.
of things.
Come on, preacher.
Gossiping, talking about everybody under the sun and they're laughing and talking, and then you walk in. And they keep on talking.
Uh-huh.
They see you walk in, hey Sherman, and they keep on with the conversation.
Uh-huh.
Or dude, when you walk in, everything gets quiet.
Come on, man.
Come on, sir.
That happened to me several times, and I got angry because I thought
they were talking
while we.
Yeah.
That's why they stopped talking.
Yeah.
But I found out that's not the case.
Yeah.
The reason that they stopped talking because they were talking about the world, and they know and see that I wasn't of the world, so they had to have not respect for me, but who I stood for.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody.
Come on.
Again, I ask you, are you a thermometer?
Oh, a thermostat.
Oh, a thermostat.
I know.
When you walk in, do people keep on that conversation that they're carrying on? Or do they watch what they say when they say it? Because they see the Jesus in you. Good God Almighty. I stop by to tell you, my dear brothers and sisters.
Say on, Reverend.
Whoa, what a friend I have in Jesus.
Yeah. Well,
why? Because of sins and griefs too bad.
Well,
what a privilege it is to carry
everything
to God in prayer.
Yeah.
Are we weak and heavy laden?
Yes, sir.
Trouble with a load of care.
Well,
we should never, 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 never be discouraged. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. Won't Jesus fix it for you?
Won't he do it?
Be a doctor when you're sick and you can't get away?
Well,
won't he be a friend to you when your friends walk away from you?
Well,
talk about you and call you everything but a child of God.
Yes, he will.
Won't he be a lawyer when you get in trouble? Won't he be a bridge over troubled waters?
Glory!
Good God Almighty! Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yeah.
Won't he do it?
Yes,
he will. Yes, good God Almighty. I'm so glad he picked me up.
Yeah.
Turn me around.
Come on, sir.
Played my fiddle. Yeah. Solid rail. Ain't he good?
Yes.
Ain't he good?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Fighting an enemy
called self.
The enemy.
Enemy. Yeah.
You can't. You can't win unless you got Jesus.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
You can fight anybody else. Mm-hmm. You can deny anybody else. But that enemy called self.
Well.
Come out here.
You can't do it without the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hello, somebody. The flesh is never, ever satisfied. I found out a long time ago that the more you give the flesh, the more the flesh wants.
Oh my God.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
The flesh will take you farther than you want to go. It will keep you longer
than you want to stay. My God.
Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty. That's the flesh.
Yes, sir.
I'm pleading to you in the name of Jesus. Seek the Holy Spirit. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Don't follow self, because self will lead you straight to a burning hell.
My God.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Let your Holy Spirit come down from him.
Yes.
Take control of your life and my life. Because that's the only way we'll be able to run this race successfully. God bless you.
Amen.
I truly thank you. The word says, But now you hear my word.